NBA trade deadline, neither dead nor alive. Discuss amongst yourselves. No? Okay. Aaron Gordon, Raj Rado, Vucci, Powell, all the people. Scoop, there it is. Scoop, there it is. Scoop, there it is. Let's go.
Around the horn.
Chocolata.
Free goals!
That was great.
I have to credit Woj and Shams for all those scoops, but that's what it is. The deadline gone and passed. Biggest deal of the day, would you say Victor Oladipo to the Heat? Israel Gutierrez? There you go. Also, Vucevic to the Chicago Bulls. Aaron Gordon, JaVale McGee to Denver. Evan Fournier to the Celtics. Norman Powell to the Blazers. George Hill to Philly. Redick to Dallas. Rondo back to Los Angeles. Clippers get him this time. Lou Williams goes to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And no trade of Kyle Lowry today, which is what we were all waiting for, I think, especially after he gave deuces last night. Which team helped themselves most today? Israel Gutierrez around the horn to you.
Well, I'm going to give you one from each conference, Tony. I like the Denver Nuggets trade with Aaron Gordon there. Okay. I think they needed some more athleticism. They needed a more dynamic player. And, you know, Nikola Jokic can obviously pass it. And you give him another option like Aaron Gordon, I think he's going to have a field day and love that move. And I think the Oladipo trade to Miami, mostly because for a couple of reasons. One, they didn't have to give up Tyler Herro and Duncan Robinson. And even though those two guys have had down shooting years this year, you would expect a regression to the mean. And, you know, they're young, obviously, and have a lot of upside. But also because Victor Oladipo really wanted to be in Miami. And, you know, say what you will about the value of that, but it meant a lot for Jimmy Butler, right? He improved his game and is all of a sudden an MVP type of player with that team. So if Oladipo wants to be there, they need somebody who could create a little bit more, take pressure off of Tyler Herro and Goran Dragic to do that. I think those are two great fits for those two teams that have finals aspirations.
The man in Miami says Miami's the big winner. Now to Chicago, Sarah Spain, who won today's deadline?
Well, if this is the game we're playing, I'll give you one of each two. And I'll tell you, I agree with the Nuggets. And in addition to what Izzy said, I do think the biggest thing there is not only is he a willing playmaker and a guy who's going to help them on the scoring side, they need a good one-to-one defender. And they needed someone to step in and take over when they face those great West teams. And they need someone who can defend well, someone like LeBron or Kawhi. And that's a huge get. Also, he's a very motivated guy who wants to prove he's still got something as he comes up on a contract year. As for the Bulls, listen, the Bulls aren't going to be contenders. They're not going to be going for it. But I will tell you from a Chicago standpoint, this was a team that for the last couple of years, you know, on this show, I have been suggesting relegation like European soccer, that they should be in the G League. That's how embarrassing they are. So the fact that they went from that to now buyers who have the most All-Stars on one team in the East.
All right, all right, all right. So wait. Okay, yes. Monica McNutt, who was the winner today's deadline?
I just want to know how I ended up with -1, and I liked your open, Tony. That
you
seems
know what?
Cool.
I don't know how that happened. Yeah, go ahead, please.
How did that happen? All right,
join
so
the club, Monica.
I agree with you guys. Nuggets are runner-up, though, to me. I actually think the bigger move was Rondo to the Clippers. I mean, we've talked a lot about what this Clippers squad needed, and although Rondo isn't a young guard, he is that heady point guard that Kawhi can play off of so well. And we remember that he played great in the playoffs last year. He can still defend, he can still distribute, he could be that piece, including the experience that he has that helps the Clippers get over the hump. In the East, I'd have to agree with Miami. I just think Heat culture wins out here, and there were so many questions surrounding Vic and his health and what he wanted, whether it was years or the number on his contract. I just think you put him alongside Jimmy Butler, he comes back.
All right. Heat culture once again in vogue. Somewhere in Isola is burning through the ice. Bill Plaschke, now to you, all right? You can view this Monica, from the L.A. Clippers perspective or from the Los Angeles Lakers perspective, I guess. Go ahead.
Well, we'll start with the Clippers. Monica, your basketball knowledge is unmatched. You are correct. That is the best move of the day.
Yeah,
a team desperately that has choked in the playoffs. They got playoff Rondo. Yeah. Playoff Rondo. 105 assists last year, most in the postseason by anybody in history. He comes alive in the postseason. He's a great floor leader. He's just what they need, just what Monica said. And everybody, chill out in the Lakers. Everybody thinks, oh, the Lakers should have got Lowry. No. The Lakers, they're going to probably get Drummond in the buyout market. They didn't want to get rid of Taylor Horton Tucker. They want to keep their young players. They felt that they could win it if Davis and LeBron come back anyway. So don't worry. The Lakers will make a move. Probably be the Andre Drummond in the buyout market.
Wait, so I think everyone here believes that's a possibility. We've been all waiting for that to drop any day with Drummond. But you're telling me the Lakers with THT would not make a move. How do you feel about that?
No, I think they're smart. I think they figure Davis and James come back, they're going to win it anyway without Lowry, with Lowry, to give one of their young players, a guy who might not be there except one more year. No, it's not worth it for them. They need to have some kind of young core when LeBron's getting older now. So, no, I think it was smart of them.
Monica McNutt, you can go after Plaschke there.
Yeah, listen, I love Kyle Lowry. He's tremendous. He's meant so much to that Toronto Raptors organization. But the Lakers already have a guy. He's 36 in LeBron James, and Kyle Lowry is 35. So I don't know that that's as much of an upgrade from Dennis Schroeder as people think when you really look at the numbers and what that team needs.
So you don't think the Lakers erred here not making a move for Lowry? Let's talk about Kyle Lowry a little bit, because the Toronto Raptors were a team that I think everyone was waiting to see what move they could make, and Powell goes to Portland, and that wasn't the only move they made. But not pulling the trigger on Lowry is Rui Gutierrez, and the Lakers not pulling the trigger for Lowry. Where do you come down on that?
Well, this is the problem when it's known that somebody is available for a good amount of time, and just teams just didn't want to give up enough to get Kyle Lowry now. They thought, hey, he's definitely going to get traded. I'm not going to give up my young piece to get him. And Toronto probably did the smart thing. You know, I can't get Tyler Hero. I can't get THT. I'm going to go ahead and keep him and see if we can, you know, figure out something in the offseason via sign and trade and see if he can help us rebuild that way, because obviously those two parties still get along very well. So not totally shocked by it. I'm disappointed a team like Philly couldn't pull this off because maybe they overvalued some of their young picks, because that team needs to win a championship, unlike the Lakers, just won one last year. So, yeah, I think Lowry staying put is probably not as shocking if you sort of.
Darius Bane on Lowry staying put with Toronto?
Well, first, I think that Plaschke said not getting rid of THT was dynamite, which was wild, because I think he's actually right, because you wouldn't just be giving up him. You'd also have to give up KCP and Schroeder. And in the long term, the Lakers have real depth issues beyond the top level. So it might actually be a wise decision, despite obviously the excitement of being able to add Kyle Lowry. As for Toronto, it's very awkward, right? After last night and after the slow play of us walking toward the inevitable trade and then being like, never mind. But you also don't give away that guy who's the face of your franchise unless you get a great deal in return. They're not in a rush. They're not going to contend now. So now they can figure out with more time what they want to do.
Although there is something to be said about, well, they're not even playing in Toronto, right? He's in Tampa now. So, you know, to trade him now would be very awkward. Do you know what his plus minus was last night? It was the best of his career.
42?
Yes, 42.
42.
Wow, everybody's got that. Okay, Plaschke back in.
I just want to say, everybody seems to agree here. The Lakers won the day. The Clippers won the day.
Nobody's saying anything about the Lakers. Plaschke, finish your thought.
Everybody agrees with me. Everybody agrees with me.
What?
The Lakers were smart not to trade for Lowry. They all agree with me.
McNutt, go ahead. So, do you agree with Plaschke?
What? The Clippers got Rondo. Lowry sat still. That's not what you just said. The Clippers won. The Lakers, they're waiting for people to get healthy.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Spade?
Yeah, we're waiting and seeing what they do in the buyout market. And yes, they will probably get Drummond, but let's not count our chickens before they're hatched. Or, in the reverse, say that anything is over before it is. We know how that usually works out for you.
Plaschke, pick up the pieces of your score here, man.
No, my point was the Lakers did the right thing by not trading for Lowry, plus for them. Clippers did the right thing by trading for Rondo, plus for them. And the Pac-12 is killing the NCAA tournament, plus for the West Coast.
Oh,
I guess you have points for that
now
anyway.
You know, Plaschke, I do
That's
owe you points
point.
For that.
That's my point.
This kills me to be doing this. All right, Israel, get us back on track here. Any other moves you like, Powell? To Portland, you questioning that a little bit? Fournier to Boston?
So I do like Fournier to Boston. They need somebody else that can sort of score without having the ball in their hands all the time. But I think they needed to do more, and I was disappointed with what they have because, you know, frankly, they probably could have used maybe a Rondo or somebody playmaker that can make other players better. I think that's been the knock on Brown and Tatum is their skills have been great. They've been improving themselves, but they're not really making anybody else better. Fournier could be there, helpful, you know, catch and shoot, but I think they could have used maybe somebody else more of a player.
Monica?
At the risk of being deducted points for homerism, the Wizards, I know they didn't want to move Bradley Beal, but I just don't know what they're going to do moving forward. So much is going to change this summer. Brooks' contract is up. I don't know how you build around this team. Bradley Beal is the piece you move to look ahead to the future.
You would have traded Bradley Beal if you were the Washington Wizards.
He's put up 40-point games, and they've lost more times than they've won with him scoring that. Like, the Wizards are a mess right now.
Sarah Spade.
I mean, I think the Sixers addition of George Hell is good for depth off the bench, but I wanted to see them make a much bigger swing if they want to keep up with the Nets.
And Plaschke.
Vucevic averages 24 and 10. No Bulls player in history has ever averaged 24 and 10. It's a stunning stat to me.
That is stunning. Yeah, it is. Plash, you did have one error here on the show today. You had Rajon Rondo with the most playoff assists in the postseason last year. It was off the bench he did it. I believe there's been plenty of point guards, Tony Parker and others, who have had more in a postseason before. Taking a break right here. Buy or sell on the other side.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Bear Ultra Scuff Defense, the paint that's too tough to scuff.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season, at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
All right, this is a wellness check on Sarah Spain in Chicago. I mean, I think the local news crews could do a helicopter over your house, Sarah, like they do with kickers to see how you are. QB1 Andy Dalton, that's what the tweet said. Bears pumping up their fans. They ratioed themselves here. So who do we have to talk about this? Let's see here. Oh, Bill Plaschke's with us. Buy or sell QB1 from Chicago.
Please don't yell at me, Sarah. Don't yell at me. But I'm buying this. They had to do this. This tweet is not meant for us. It's meant for people in the building, in the locker room. The grumbling there has to be unbelievable. They've got to tell them, stop it, shut up. This is what it is. Deal with it.
Okay, who else do we have here? Israel Gutierrez, join us, please, on the Bears quarterback position.
Thank you, Tony. I thought the use of punctuation was interesting, right? It's a period at the end of that, which is declarative, but it's not an exclamation point. It's not exactly pumping the fans up, like you said, Tony. To me, the best sales job they can do is say, hey, we have a caretaker at quarterback. We have somebody that won't turn over the ball, somebody that has had good seasons, even though they're way in the past, and we'll still trust our defense and try to win that way. It's the best I can think of.
Yeah, listen to you guys. Monica McNutt on the Bears QB1 post here.
I'm going to buy it because I agree with
Plaschke.
It
yes.
shows
wow.
unity. However, I can only imagine that social media manager hitting send thinking this would have been way cooler if it was 5 years ago.
Okay, I don't believe this. Sarah Spain, know that we have March Madness to talk about next, but please take the rest of the show.
Here it comes.
First of all, I'll take any opportunity to yell at Bill, but unfortunately, I agree with him, which is only to say that you don't have to buy the addition of Andy Dalton to buy this post, which we already knew. He said in his introductory press that they told me I'm the QB1. We know they're not getting Russell Wilson. This is it. In fact, to Izzy's point, that's why they said QB1, period. Stop asking questions. Stop expecting anything better. That's the end of the conversation, and now we have to all pretend to be okay with it.
I thought you were going to renounce the throne to Zamunda here and give up the Bears forever. Okay.
I would like to. I can't quit them.
We'll move on. Buy or sell two. Could Porter Moser of Loyola Chicago be the next Indiana Hoosiers coach? I mean, what more would he have to do? But even more so, would it be a good move for Moser, I guess, is the question, Sarah Spain.
Monetarily, probably, right? He could get a great job at a big program right now. He's technically under contract through 2025-26. He's a hometown guy who gets to recruit in his own backyard and coach somewhere that people are comparing to Gonzaga at the beginning of their stretch of becoming tournament perennials. This is a great job for him right now if he wants to stay doing what he's doing, where it's not that bad when they have an off year and it's fantastic when they have a great year. Different expectations somewhere like Indiana.
Israel Gutierrez.
It's a great job if you still think of Indiana as a great place, and I just don't necessarily. I kind of compare them to Nebraska of football in terms of being able to get back to what they once were. I don't think they can. A lot of people think of Indiana as this hotbed of basketball recruiting, and I'm looking at a list of NBA players from Indiana. It's not very impressive. Gordon Hayward's probably the most significant name that you could think of recent players.
Monica McNutt, Porter Mosier's got to be the hottest name among the hottest names in coaching. Does Indiana have to get him?
I think Indiana needs to do everything they can to get him. I'm not 100% sure that he'll take it. This is what is interesting to me, though. You look at what he's been able to do at Loyola Chicago, he would certainly be the kind of guy that I imagine can recruit. I also think the NIL comes to play in a little bit in this one, because Indiana is one of those marquee kind of blue blood brand names in terms of college basketball. Would that be more appealing for young guys to go and rebuild such a historic program? Mm-hmm.
Bill Plaschke, you want to weigh in here?
Yeah, Monica, I think it used to be one of those blue blood programs. Not anymore. Since Bobby Knight left, they've been in the tournament just 10 times in 21 years. It's not a great job. He's going to get great job offers that'll make him very rich and very deserving. This is not one.
Does anybody say Loyola is a better job than Indiana right now, this moment?
Oh, absolutely.
For what you want, yeah. Lasky?
Yes, at this moment, yes.
March Madness now. Oregon 57, Georgia 50. We talked about Caitlin Clark as the star of the tournament for Iowa, and Paige Beckers for UConn, and Moon Urson. Sedona Prince had 22 points here, this after she changed everything with her video about the weight rooms. Is Sedona Prince the star of the tournament, Israel Gutierrez?
I mean, so far for me, yeah, there's a big game coming up between Iowa and UConn that could change things, but so far, absolutely. And when you think about just the immense pressure that comes up, and you think about the things that we talk about, what we need today as leaders, and just little things like this is being able to put yourself out there, take on the pressure that comes with it, and then as a bonus, you get to celebrate as a team leader as well. I think that's just great.
Monica McNutt.
She's definitely a star in a super unusual year. She had a conversation that we're going to see the ramifications of moving forward, right? But I applaud her because we've seen where these things off court have a way of being taxing and draining. But she has still shown up and played ball, and Oregon is headed to their fourth Sweet 16.
Bill Plaschke.
She's definitely the star of the tournament. The courage this young woman showed, you have to know that after she released that video, people in the NCAA offices quietly are thinking and hoping maybe she fails. She had a lot of people, I think, quietly rooting the establishment, rooting against her. And in the face of this, under immense pressure, she performed 22 points. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable.
Sarah, we're always looking for a star at the tournament. Is this Sedona Prince for you?
Yeah, maybe not just in the basketball sense, but curating, going on CNN and doing interviews. This is someone who couldn't play her first year due to a leg injury that she thought might keep her from ever playing again. Then she can't play her second year when she transfers because of the transfer rules. Now she's in her first real season as a sophomore redshirt, leading an Oregon team that we thought would drop off when Sabrina Ionescu left, and doing all of this while facing the pressure Bill talked about. It's huge.
More March Madness, how Texas A&M made the Sweet 16. It was the last seconds versus Troy in the first round, last seconds versus Iowa State. Jordan Nixon had the time bucket at the end of regulation and the game winner in overtime. How should Texas A&M feel about their two wins? Lucky or good, Monica McNutt?
The first one was luck. The second one was good. They had a defensive stop that ultimately led to the go-ahead game-winning basket by Jordan Nixon. And someone that just is that ice cold in the moment, that's what tournament games are all about. But Iowa State did play a hell of a
ball. Bill Plaschke?
Yeah, the Iowa State game was that's what it was all about. They had to feel good about it. They stopped them defensively. They were on the verge of losing the game. And I love the way, after scoring the winning basket, she just stood there like, this is my court, this is our tournament. That was a very cool video.
Darius Bain?
Like the meme says, why not both? Luck favors the prepared, right? You got a little lucky and you were good enough to take advantage of it. And her post-game interview where she's crying and talking about how it's all about trust and they trusted her was...
Israel Gutierrez.
Yeah, lucky is not an emotion, is it? So the way they should feel is the way Nixon felt after the game, where she was crying and talking about how her teammates trust her. And that, frankly, is the passion that we want from all of our sports, right? And that's right where it is in the women's NCAA tournament. I don't know how many interviews you're going to get post-second round of guys crying and
possibly taking Survive with Vance a little too literally, though, Texas A&M right now. Barely getting through. Sarah Spain, Monica Minut, thank you for today. Plaschke, Gutierrez, Surviving, Advancing, Woo-hoo! Showdown. 2 minutes.
Haven't been there in a while.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Giving up two home runs in the first inning and getting pulled, but because it's spring training, you're allowed to go back in for the second inning, and then giving up another two home runs, Jake Odorizzi, and he said, quote, I give two craps or less about results in spring training. So we're going to go over under here, Bill Plaschke, two craps or fewer?
Oh. Over on this one. Dal Duff protested too much. He should have left the game after getting up to two home runs in the first inning. He should be on the golf course. He's going to think about the four home runs next week when the season starts.
I am definitely a three or four a day type of guy, so I'm going to go over on this.
What else is spring training for
if not getting consistency or regularity, if you will? Okay.
Too much information from Israel. And it's two craps or less, and you're giving me Shakespeare? You don't give Doc protest too much when we're talking about craps, Flash. Can we move on? Off days, all right? We had basketball teams visiting the zoo. And we had hockey players playing basketball. Now, they're playing knockout. I want you to look at how many shots they hit in knockout, okay? This is University of Michigan's hockey team. What's the better off-day activity, Israel?
I mean, given the chance to see animals that will always be there or play basketball against guys who are normally wearing skates, I'm gonna take the basketball game every time.
Oh, Izzy, something tells me that's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true. You need to go to the zoo. You need to listen to Simon and Garfunkel to get that reference, Tony, which obviously didn't get. It's pretty good, wasn't it, though? It's pretty good. You're tempted.
You know what? This is the sound of silence, Blackie. Israel Gutierrez, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
3 or 4 times a day, very important, Tony. When you're filling out your bracket, you always have that head versus heart debate, right? Pick your favorite team to go all the way, and one of them you have to, right? Well, if you look at Sister Jean's bracket, she's got her team, Loyola Chicago, getting eliminated in the Elite Eight. Definitely picking with her head there, right? Because if she picked with her heart, then, you know, you gotta think she's gonna win there. So I think that's the way to go from now on. Now, it might look good for her because West Virginia's already out and they could advance and it won't really hurt her bracket, but you gotta pick with your head. Follow Sister Jean.
Well, she's 101. She does what she wants, thankfully. We'll see you tomorrow.